Well, good afternoon, and today, ka-ching, plong, I'm trying out two incredibly good, widely available canned ciders, 100% British apples from one farm in Somerset. I think you're going to be interested in these. Quite possibly, neither of them is going to be your, you know, go-to cider, but I felt myself that they were well worth investigating, and what I had was a vision, which was to create a summer drink that you can drink over, you know, because I like to drink in the summer. I like to drink from midday to midnight. So, sorry, that's 12 hours of uninterrupted alcoholic consumption. I'm not going to maudlin my insides with tea or coffee during that time. And so I wanted something that I could just drink through the entire 12 hours, and I think I've come up with something that's pretty good. I mean, it depends where you are and whether you need to drive and all that sort of thing, but essentially what I'm doing is I've taken two different cans from Thatcher's, blended them together 50-50, and then added lemonade. Now, obviously, you know, if you're a cider aficionado, you're just going to throw up because I said that, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to come up with a alcoholic drink that will keep you going for 12 solid hours, okay, if you like something that's refreshing, you know. And so what you've got is you've got a 4% and an 8%, so you've got like 6%, and then just say you did 50-50 lemonade, so you've got a pint, which is 3% alcohol, you know, and you know the alcoholic content. You can keep going for 12 hours with that, no problem at all. And the point is that just occasionally, there's going to be an occasion when, you know, you do want to feel like you're just refreshing yourself on a hot day, but you're able to chitter-chatter to people the whole time and not sort of descend into gibberish. And so, you know, you can add or not add the lemonade as you wish. Just drink twice as slowly if you don't, that's all. But I do think I've created something here that is really viable. I think it's a very, very, very nice beverage. But, you know, obviously, that's not entirely the point of my cider reviews. So the most important thing is the juicy apple at 4% actually any good? And what's it made from? And what about the Thatcher's Vintage Founders Cider, 8.3% aged for mature character? Is this a contender with Weston's Vintage 8.2% Beast? Okay. And, you know, at the end of the day, what do we really value in a cider? So we've got apple juice, we've got the alcoholic content, it's been matured, but does it taste oaky? And is oaky a key ingredient in quality cider? You know, and ultimately, I love cider. It's, you know, it's the most natural product imaginable. It's just alcoholic apple juice. And it's all British. You know, where do we export cider to? You know, you can't get more than your five a day, can you, really? Well, I mean, you could get more by drinking more. And the juicy apple has the distinction of being absolutely water clear. So if you want to play that old time on a trick of putting apple cider into a champagne glass and surprising your guests, there's no reason why I couldn't try it with this one. Anyone who knows their champagne will immediately think that they're drinking Asti, you know. But Asti, I want to say, is not always nasty. It's not. I quite like it. I really like everything on a hot day, everything, apart from whiskey, which I only really want to drink in October. So, you know, the next subject, which I haven't even started to approach here, is, what about cocktails? Can we create a cocktail using cider? And I think I've already got one up my sleeve. It's going to be fabulously alcoholic, and it's going to make me sleep well, but it's going to make me speak like a drunken sailor. Hey ho, and up she rises, hey ho, and up she rises, hey ho, and up she rises early in the morning. So I'm just swilling back a bit of the vintage cider right now. 8.3%, that's about as alcoholic as it gets. An absolute beast. Very, very beautiful can. Can it, you know, make its way alongside of the big boys? And later in the year, I'll put all the biggest boys together for the Battle of the Bands cider drink off, you know. Sounds a bit like a Czechoslovakian vodka, doesn't it? Drink off. You couldn't get a purer drink than cider. And it's British. What not to like? I mean, really. You know, if you want to plan a really decent holiday, get yourself a camper van and go around cider farms from Kent to Somerset to Hereford. You'll probably find a few in a few other counties, but not like you will there. Hoor and hour. It's what we used to drink when we was working. We used to drink cider. 7%. When you're haymaking, you know. Hey, there's nothing like making hay while the sun shines, is there? Not with a nice cider. Well, I'll just pour a little bit of the juicy apple and then I'll let you get on. You're going to get all the details in the long audio. I know it's a long one, but I'm not just talking about alcohol here. I'm talking about the quintessence of what it is to be British. You want to be British? I'm British whether I want to be or not. Now this is an amazing champagne-esque cider that doesn't taste the least bit like champagne but has a fabulous foamy froth on the top. I think you'll like it. Well, I mean, you probably won't, but that's your problem. It's not mine, is it? Oh well. Marvellous. Hope you enjoy the pictures. You know, if I'm not making you, by the end of this year, wanting to go out and try cider, I don't know what, really. Yeah, maybe you'd like to try some cheeses. When I lived in Hereford, we had a marvellous cheese shop in Hereford. There's a marvellous cathedral as well. It's got the Map of Monday in it. I'm not sure which cathedral's got the Map of Tuesday, the Map of Wednesday, or the Map of Thursday. But that one's got the Map of Monday. Must be about seven of them, mustn't there? We had a marvellous cheese shop, and the best cheese there was the Hereford Hop. It was absolutely white, like a piece of marble, but not marbled. And the beauty of it was kind of a white, which was kind of like a fairly hard goat's cheese. But it was the covering of it, you know, the wax or the skin or whatever you call it. It's just beautifully laid out, pressed grey hops. Absolutely, you know. And if we lose these types of cheese shops, what can we do next? Well, I went to a country fair in Bromyard and they had a you know, farmer's stand and farmer's markets. Probably good for this as well, but you know, there was a lady there who made an amazing cheese. I have to tell you that it was almost more amazing than a Hereford Hop. And we need to fight, I mean fight, to keep these old English cheeses alive, right? She was the woman who made the cheese, and she made, again, a very, very white cheese, single Gloucester, and she lived in Gloucestershire. Single Gloucester. I'll tell you what, single Gloucester and a really decent cider would be perfect. That would be heaven in food terms, right? Single Gloucester cheese. And as far as I know, she's the only woman that makes single Gloucester cheese. Because if you think about the world of beer, which you shouldn't when you're here because we're doing cider, but you have double stout. When do you ever taste a single stout? It's very, very rare to get a single stout. I think she's the only woman, and she'll be dead by now because it was a while ago, only woman to make single Gloucester cheese. You think how rare that product was. Double Gloucester, you can buy it anywhere, can't you, in the supermarkets. When have you ever seen single Gloucester? Now, I want you to start thinking about your cheese varieties and your cider apple varieties. I want you to start understanding these things are worth way more than their weight in gold. Because when they're gone, they're gone, and our history is gone. Do you want that to go down the corporate route? I don't. And that's why in June, I'm stopping shopping in supermarkets and corner shops. I don't want any more pre-packed rubbish, thank you very much. I'll go to the place that makes it, no matter how far I have to travel, and I'll get the best of what there is in Britain. I'm going to eat from British soil. Oh, and drink. Well, it's easy to drink, isn't it? Because all you've got to do is to get some apples and press them, right? And put them in a barrel. And before you know it, you've got cider. Now, what you need to do is pour a little bit and get it inside you.